Ever feel like your immune system is just off? You know, like it's not quite right, always catching every bug going around. Or maybe you know someone who always seems to be fighting off one infection after another.
Right.
Well, today we're going to do a deep dive into inborn errors of immunity.
Okay.
These used to be called primary immune deficiencies, or PIDs. And we're going to uncover what's important for doctors, for patients, and for those taking care of someone with this condition. So if you're a doctor, a patient, or a caregiver, listen closely. This deep dive is tailored just for you.
It's really interesting how often we don't even think about our immune system until it's not working like it should, right?
It's true. It's like that silent guardian we don't appreciate until it starts struggling. To
Exactly.
really understand inborn errors of immunity, it helps to picture your immune system like an army, you know?
Okay, yeah.
It's got these different units and they all have these like specialized jobs.
Uh-huh.
And they have to work together.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
One of the most important jobs is defending against infections, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like a frontline battalion.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's that elite squad that's trained to find and get rid of rogue cancer cells.
Oh, wow.
And then you've got the peacekeepers, right? Maintaining that self-tolerance,
Oh, interesting.
making sure the immune system doesn't attack the body itself.
So it's not just fighting germs, it's about balance.
Exactly, keeping the whole system in check.
And so when we talk about inborn errors of immunity, we're talking about when this perfectly tuned system malfunctions.
Right. And that malfunction, that can cause all sorts of problems. Recurrent infections, trouble fighting cancers, even developing autoimmune disorders where the immune system attacks the body's own tissues.
Now, for the doctors listening, one really important thing to remember is that inborn errors of immunity, they're not as rare as you might think.
No, not at all.
Some studies show that it could be as many as 1 in 1,000 people who are affected.
And that's probably a low estimate. Many researchers think the real number is even higher. Lots of cases probably go undiagnosed.
So, doctors, you're probably going to see patients with inborn errors of immunity more often than you'd expect. And that's why it's so important to be really watchful and know the warning signs.
Couldn't agree more. One of the most obvious signs is a history of frequent or severe infections.
Right.
And we're not just talking about the occasional cold or flu, we're talking about those infections that just won't go away, or they need hospitalization, or they keep coming back even after treatment.
Now, for those treating children, you really got to watch out for those who aren't thriving,
Right.
meaning they're not gaining weight, they're not developing like they should.
That can definitely be a sign of an underlying immune deficiency.
Another red flag is early onset of autoimmune disorders.
Yeah, so if you see a young patient with something like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, that really needs further investigation. Could be an inborn error of immunity.
And we can't forget about cancers. While it's not the main symptom, if cancers are there, especially with these recurrent infections, that should raise a red flag.
Absolutely. And a detailed family history is super important. So many inborn errors of immunity are genetic. If you see a pattern of these illnesses in the family, that can be a big clue.
So now let's talk to the patients and caregivers out there. If you're always battling infections, if you just feel run down, or you have this feeling that something's just not right with your immune system, don't ignore it.
You know your body better than anyone. Trust your instincts.
Exactly. Keep a symptom diary. Track how often you get sick, how bad it is, what kind of infections you're getting, and don't be afraid to speak up.
Absolutely. Share that diary with your doctor and ask about inborn errors of immunity, especially if you see any of those red flags we talked about.
Remember, unusual infections don't always have to be something super rare or strange. It could be the same common infection over and over again, needing strong antibiotics, putting you in the hospital more than you should be. These are all things to talk to your doctor about.
You're right. Early diagnosis is key. The sooner we find it, the sooner we can start the right treatment, and that makes all the difference. Diagnosing an inborn error of immunity, it can be tricky. It's like detective work, you know?
Oh, I see.
But it's so important to get the right treatment, and thankfully, you know, we have a bunch of tests that can help us.
That's good to hear. Can you walk us through someone? Like, where do you even start?
Sure. Even simple blood tests like a CBC can give us clues. Especially in babies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a really low lymphocyte count. That could mean severe combined immunodeficiency.
SCID.
Yeah, CID. That's a serious one. We need to act fast on that.
Wow. So those regular blood tests are more important than we
For
realize.
sure. But to get the full picture, we got to dig deeper. We use immunological tests.
Okay.
They check things like immunoglobulin levels, you know, the proteins that act like antibodies,
Right.
and different types of white blood cells. We call them lymphocyte subsets.
So it's like getting a close-up view of what's going on with the immune system.
Exactly. And then there's genetic testing. That's the gold standard.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about
It
that.
confirms the diagnosis,
Yeah.
tells us exactly which gene is causing the problem.
So for our listeners who are going through this process, it means they can get real answers.
Absolutely. And it's become way more accessible and affordable in recent years.
That's great news. But I imagine it can still feel overwhelming, right? Especially for patients and caregivers who are new to all of this.
Yeah, it can be a lot. I always tell patients, don't be afraid to ask questions, take notes, and if you need to, get a second opinion.
So be proactive, be informed.
Exactly. Now, let's say we confirm the diagnosis. What's next?
Yeah, what happens then? What are the treatment options?
Well, it really depends on the specific type of inborn error of immunity and how severe it is. You know, we got to tailor the treatment to each person.
I see. So, what, like for milder cases?
For milder cases, sometimes all they need is antibiotics to prevent
So,
infections.
as a preventative measure.
Yeah, keep those bugs away. And for folks who are missing certain antibodies, we can give them immunoglobulin replacement therapy.
Interesting. So, it's kind of like giving their immune system a boost.
Exactly. And for the more serious cases like SCID, a bone marrow transplant is often the best option.
Oh, wow. So that replaces those faulty immune cells with healthy ones.
Right. It's like rebooting the immune
You
system.
know, bone marrow transplants, they're not easy.
No, they're tough. Finding a matching donor can be a real challenge.
But there are resources.
Right. Absolutely. Donor registries, support organizations, they can all help. And don't forget, there's tons of research happening all the time, looking for new treatments. Gene therapy, for example, has a lot of potential.
Oh, I've heard about that. What is gene therapy exactly?
Well, it's basically replacing the faulty gene with a healthy one. It could be a permanent fix.
Wow, that's amazing.
And early trials for SCID are showing incredible results.
That's so encouraging. It feels like there's a lot of hope for people with inborn errors of immunity. But it's not just about the physical stuff, right?
No, absolutely not. There's a huge emotional and social impact, too.
Oh, of course. Getting that diagnosis, it's life-changing for the patient, for their family. It's important to acknowledge that.
You're right, and to get support.
What advice would you give to patients and caregivers who are, you know, struggling?
Don't go through it alone. Connect with others who get it. Support groups can be a lifeline.
It makes such a difference to share experiences, you know.
Right, to share, to learn, to vent, it helps. And remember, you're not alone in this. There are so many people out there ready to support you.
So we've talked about the medical stuff, but there's another piece we need to discuss, genetic counseling.
Right, genetic counseling, that's crucial.
Yeah.
It helps families understand how these conditions are inherited.
Okay.
It's especially important if they're thinking about having children.
Can you say a bit more about that, like how it can help?
Sure. Genetic counselors, they can figure out the chances of passing on an inborn error of immunity. Based on family history, genetic tests, all that, they can talk about reproductive options like prenatal testing or even something called pre-implantation genetic diagnosis that lets you choose embryos that don't have the faulty gene.
Wow. So it's about giving families options.
Yes, giving them knowledge, helping them make informed decisions about their future. It can be complicated, but we're there to help them through it.
Well, we've covered so much today, from those early warning signs to how we diagnose these conditions to treatment to the emotional side of things. It's a lot.
It is. And for me, I think the biggest takeaway is that knowledge is power.
Yeah, that makes sense.
For doctors, we need to stay up to date,
Yeah.
learn about the latest research and tools so we can recognize these conditions and treat them effectively.
Right.
And for patients and caregivers, it's about understanding the condition, advocating for themselves, and finding support.
So it's a team effort, really. Everyone working together. It's amazing, isn't it? Talking about all this, I mean, with inborn errors of immunity, it feels like there's been so much progress lately.
Yeah, for sure. In just the past few years, the advancements in genetics and immunology treatments, it's remarkable.
It really does feel like we're entering a whole new era.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time to be working in this field.
And it's all thanks to those incredible medical professionals working so hard to make life better for people with these conditions.
Right? The doctors, the nurses, researchers, everyone at those specialized PID centers.
Oh, those centers are crucial, aren't they? Providing that comprehensive care, doing groundbreaking research, offering support to patients and families.
They're really leading the way, helping us understand and treat these really complex conditions.
And it's not just about the science, right? It's about the human connection, too.
You're so right. The doctors and nurses who work with inborn errors of immunity patients, they build these incredible relationships.
Because they see it all, don't they?
Yeah, the struggles, the resilience, the victories, big and small.
It's got to be so demanding, intellectually and emotionally.
It is. But the empathy, their compassion, it's amazing.
They really go above and beyond. So to all the healthcare professionals out there working in this field, thank you.
Thank you. You're making a real difference. And to the patients and caregivers, please remember, you are not alone.
There are people who understand, and there's a whole community ready to help.
Reach out, ask for help. We're here for you.
Well, this brings us to the end of our deep dive into the world of inborn errors of immunity.
We've learned so much today.
From how the immune system works, to diagnosis, treatment, and the emotional impact of these conditions.
We talked about new research, new therapies, like gene therapy. It's really promising.
And we talked about how important support systems are, genetic counseling, and being informed.
That's the key, right? Knowledge is power.
For everyone involved.
Absolutely. For doctors, for patients, for caregivers. We all need to understand these conditions.
So I hope this deep dive has helped you, our listeners, understand inborn errors of immunity a little better and understand the resources that are out there.
There's help available. Don't hesitate to reach out.
Stay curious, stay informed, and stay connected. And never give up hope. The future for inborn errors of immunity is bright.
It really is. And remember, there's a whole community out there ready to walk this path with you every step of the way.
Thank you for joining us on this journey of discovery. Until next time, stay well.